This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's nab a little of your time for a discussion of what's going on around the world today and what's going on in your backyard. Hopefully, I don't know, what is going on in your backyard? Jennifer, what's going on in your backyard?
Hopefully not much right now.
Hopefully there's no one out there.
Hopefully it's quiet.
You know what you could do is build, I'm going to do this here on the farm. I'm going to build, put some fence outside so Daisy, because I'm much closer to the road here in the new house where I've been since 2015 than I was in the old house that was way off the road. I didn't worry about Charlotte going out into the road. She would go out to the barn and then come back again. But Daisy, I'm not sure. She just doesn't. It's funny about some dogs. They just don't seem to get cars. And so rather than leave it a chance, I want to put a yard in the back so that she can go out and run around because she does like to do that. She's the biggest sniffer. I don't know whether you have you noticed that with a dog's becoming better sniffers, is there more to sniff? What about your dogs when you take them out, Victoria? Do they sniff more? They seem to be more sniffers?
More? Yeah. No, I mean, not any more than usual. But it's, you know, you've got a bulldog, and so bulldogs have a harder time smelling, so it might just take her longer to get the scent. Than, I mean, I've got two little beagle mixes, and so they, you know, their noses are on point all the time.
All the time, right.
Yeah.
All right, it's the DJV program. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. A couple of us, well, I guess these are small sports notes. The baseball season is still in jeopardy. And meanwhile, there are folks in the European, is this European Athletic Association? What's EA Sports?
EA Sports is the biggest manufacturer of video games that are sports-based.
Oh. Okay,
and so, yeah, this is actually, the story is that they are removing the Russian national team and all Russian club soccer teams. They're removing them from the FIFA video game franchise, which EA Sports makes. And so FIFA, of course, you know, is the largest soccer franchise in the world. And so removing them, that's a big deal. And then they're also, this was another big deal for NHL, they're removing all Russian and Belarusian, or Belarusian, as over here I guess they say, hockey teams from the latest from the 2022 NHL video game franchise. So it's reflecting real life because the International Hockey Federation has banned Russia and Belarus from any competitions. We know that FIFA and UEFA, the two soccer governing bodies, they also said the same thing. They've suspended Russia's national team along with all their club teams from international competition. The thing that a lot of Ukrainians are talking about, you know, on social media right now is, you know, Russia prides themselves on their athleticism. They have no one to compete with anymore. I mean, they're going to be fully, they're now, even the Paralympics have banned Russian and Belarusian athletes. I mean, so they're out. Like, who are they going to compete against? They're going to have their own Russian national games, and that'll be about it. That's what's left now.
Yeah.
The whole world has just completely turned
on Russia does not recover for this. And certainly Putin does not recover.
I think this is maybe 30 years plus, and that's without Putin. That's without Putin, damaging the reputation farther.
All right, here's the fellow who owns, this guy is like, what's the name of the guy that does the rental, truck rentals, Penske? He was, I think he was a NASCAR racer. Here comes Richard Childress, who is a Hall of Famer in NASCAR. And now he owns a bunch of cars that race. He's donating 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine. So where does he get one? The side question
is, I think it's probably
is,
the money. I don't know if he's actually packing up, you know, bullets and setting them up.
He's a member of Ammo Inc.'s board of directors. Ammo Inc. is. Okay, so he has gotten, they need ammo, and he said, I'm getting them. I'm going to step up.
I'm getting it for you.
Yeah, exactly. So he's buying it, and they're going to deliver it to Ukraine. How do you get a million rounds of ammunition. You put it in a plane.
Well, this
you
is kind of
the
what
border.
They've been talking about.
There?
Is how you get it. So you have to get it to Poland, most likely. And then the most direct and safest route in is from Poland into Ukraine. But the Ukrainian people, I believe, have blown up this bridge that gets into the city of Kyiv. And so it makes you like, and they did it strategically so that Russia couldn't get in. But then at the same time, it also hurts your land game to try to get goods and services in.
Right. It's just interesting to see.
I know.
Who's jumping
you can't
board.
Really call FedEx, I don't think, right? Like, no. To just say, hey, can you come? Come take this?
What's the number? Is it DL as the yellow plane?
DL's the yellow.
DL. Yeah, right.
USPS UPS are the names.
You send it in the mail. That's an idea. Let's just put a big box in the mail and send it over there, see if it gets delivered.
See what happens.
Right, exactly. All right.
Maybe just say to who it may concern.
I don't know. Let's hope it's not the Postal Service, because, like, they can't even get mail to me in New Jersey, so I don't
how
have
long
a whole
does it
lot
take
of...
me? How long? You're the only one left that's getting a check. How long does it take when I send you a check for you to get the check?
We're back down. Not that long. It was, like, 5 days, which is kind of crazy from Massachusetts to New Jersey. Now we're back down to, I think, like, 3 days.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad. All right. Some travel news. The the cockpit of a JetBlue flight yesterday apparently was a little toxic.
It was like Club Med.
The pilot
like
was
a swim up bar at a resort.
the pilot was drunk as a skunk. And everybody noticed it. They didn't want
to break a stereotype, by the way. I mean, pilots have worked for a while to get back to their name, but
I was going to say, I haven't heard about that. It's just the passengers that are drunk. Now the pilots are, too.
Pilots are drunk, too. Yeah.
It's a tough time, Victoria. You know, they all need a little
time. Jeez. So what happened? Did they catch him before he took off?
No, the crew reported him, and they came, and authorities took him off the plane. Mm-hmm. So JetBlue is really falling apart. A lot of people think that they were wonderful, and at one point, I guess
they were
pretty good, but they aren't anymore.
He blew four times the legal limit for alcohol. Wow!
How the hell did he even get on the plane? That's what I want to know.
People can be functional. I guess he registered at a 0.17, which is twice the legal limit for driving and four times the legal limit, I guess, maybe
for flying.
Yeah.
So how would? But you know, they have long layovers. I was talking when I came back on Sunday with one of the flight attendants, and I said, so what do you, they were L.A., the crew is L.A. based. So I said, how long is a layover? She said, oh, it's so long. We don't go back until tomorrow afternoon. And I said, so what do you do with your time? She says, I go out and shop, and I shouldn't. And I go to the gym, and I take a couple, usually all of them go out together and have lunch and a couple of drinks.
I'm just reading a little.
Where is that?
Reading a little more about this story. To his credit, he was not drinking pre-flight, but apparently he had a pretty big night the night before.
Right. So he was still drunk from the night before.
He was not drinking the morning of the flight, but he had 7 to 8 drinks the night before. He spent the night drinking at a bar at a hotel where his crew had been staying. And I guess it wasn't the crew that reported him. It was the TSA officer.
He said that
he saw the pilot was acting drunk, and that's when he, I guess, told somebody. So the Transportation Authority in Niagara removed him from the cockpit.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. As long as we're in this department, the TSA, U.S. Transportation Security Administration, announcing it's opened its first pre-check location outside the U.S. in the Bahamas. That's an interesting.
Nobody
though.
Wants to have to take off their flight.
Well, it's pre-check. I was thinking about in Scotland, at Shannon Airport Dublin Airport. Yeah. Well, they also have full service there. So when you get on a plane in Ireland to come back, you don't have to go through customs. They
right,
have the
which is great.
Complete customs service. Yeah, it really is good. Yeah. Anyway, so this TSA pre-check. Do you two have it? I have it, and I find
it
actually...
No, I don't fly enough for it.
I do. I actually let mine expire this year because I hadn't been flying. I didn't get to LA to go renew it.
renewed, I'll tell you that. It took me.
Well, you know, what's great, months. And maybe people don't realize this, if you have American Express, and I think they're still doing this, if you have an American Express card, you can make your appointment, you can go do the process, and American Express will offset the cost of what
yeah,
you
no,
pay.
They are.
They'll credit
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, my Citi card with American does the same thing.
Which is
Delta
pretty cool.
Does it
yeah.
I have
yeah,
Amex. I'll have to look into that. It's yeah. worth having because it's, I mean,
great.
Even like the TSA
yeah.
said, people go through, and you've said this, Doug, a lot, that you're in and out in less than 5 minutes.
What it did was blunt my criticism of the TSA because I don't have to put up with the BS.
Yep.
That really, that's it. Honestly, you go in, I can get off, and I'll do it Sunday, Saturday morning when I go back to L.A. Last, when I come or go, it doesn't make any difference. I can be through last Sunday afternoon when I came back. I walked into the airport, and the flight was 2:30, 2:35. I didn't get to the airport till 5 minutes or two. I got up, I went through... the initial screening. I went upstairs. I did the bing, bang, boom, and I was in the American Lounge at 6 minutes past two. So
wow.
It only took me 12 minutes to get out of the vehicle.
That's what they say, that
through.
It's an average
yeah.
of less than 5 minutes with
bing,
the
pre-check. Bing, bang, boom,
yeah.
and you're in. Yep.
That's
and
nice.
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm
it's
always
just,
late to the airport, so that would be... And yeah. Lewis is, like, the worst. He's, like, there the day before his flight. And I like we're just like once we get on the plane we're good, but we are
yeah.
not compatible
no,
like leading up to the flight.
I spend a little more time. I would give myself a little more time now because I go upstairs to the lounge, and you know have a bite or I look at something that's going on or grab something to read. Just you know 5, 6, 7 minutes. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah, for a few minutes. I actually like the toilets. That's why I go because
ew.
I don't like the toilets where.
Ew.
No, they're nice and clean, and you can. Freshen up, put a little cream on your face, you know. Woo-hoo. Spring break. As long as we're talking about traveling, big time, I just to sort of report, if you haven't made spring vacation for public schools was last week. Or no, the week before last, President's
what?
Week. And the cost, you didn't know that? They don't have
winter
it out in California. Winter break. Now, spring break in April, and for some it's in March, but... A week in February, a week in March, and a week in April is very difficult to travel. It's very expensive. I found that out the hard way on a couple of occasions. As a matter of fact, the reports this year are that there's a 50% increase in the cost of traveling, whether it's airplanes, whether it's Airbnb, whether it's going to a hotel, all of those prices. And I've seen it myself go up. I mean, it was crazy for the Super Bowl, but it's now you just look at the... It's spring break, and it's crazy for that experience, too. So if you want to travel somewhere, better make a reservation now. 18 after the hour.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria with a forward look into what's going on as far as social media is concerned on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I see that Ben Stiller says he misses his wife. So why did they split then, I guess, would be the question. Yes, ladies?
Yeah, well, that was kind of, they announced their separation back in 2017. They had been together for 18 years, which in Hollywood is like centuries. So, and I guess, like we've said all along, the pandemic has either made marriages a lot stronger or they fell apart. And so in this case, he didn't want to be away from his kids and quarantining, you know, separately. He didn't want to miss out on, you know, seeing his kids and being around them. So he moved back in into the guest bedroom. And then the guest bedroom, I guess, led to the main bedroom at one point. Because now he said he realized how much he missed his wife and how much he hated the idea of his kids growing up in a broken home. And he said that he took a lot of self-evaluation during the pandemic. He made a conscious effort to stop sweating the small stuff and to figure out how to channel his energy while compromising with his wife at the same time, because they just, I guess, were butting heads a lot. And so, it's really sweet. A lot of people, you know, it's when couples get back together and, you know, when, especially when kids are involved, I think it's really, a lot of people were rooting for them. So it's really sweet.
Good. All right. Did she or didn't she? We'll focus on Scarlett Johansson right after this. Oh, I don't have to take a break? All right. So I'm not going to take a break.
But I'm guessing she did.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she did. Well, actually, she didn't, in fact. Scarlett Johansson claims that she never, ever, ever stepped into a gym before she trained for Iron Man 2. A lot of people think that she has...
That's a humble brag.
Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah. I'm just so hot, I didn't have to go to a gym. So right. I was just so naturally gifted and blessed.
You think that's what she's saying? Or is she just saying that before?
I mean, it is a humble brag. Yeah.
Like, I never had to step foot in a gym until.
Yeah.
So have you ever, the two of you, done a humble brag?
Of course, I'm sure we all have it in us, but
what would
never
be an example?
And certainly never about the dang gym.
Right.
Really?
I just try to put on weight and I just can't. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Well, those are people. Like, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but the way Victoria says that kind of stuff, say that again. That's very entertaining.
Well,
No, okay. Come on. Just do what you just did, because it's very...
We don't overplay the bit now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Be
I hate
funny
that.
Again,
yeah.
Victoria.
I know, right? I hate that. No, I think what Jen is saying is that we've probably all done it, and I think, you know, guys love to do humble brags, but women, it tends to be a little more, you know, like Scarlett saying she'd never set foot in the gym. Okay. Maybe that's true, so either she's just been starving herself, or I don't know what her... Or she has this magic metabolism after having two kids now, too, that she just never needed to use the gym. Good for you, Scarlett. You're not making people love you more.
Really? I kind of
not
like
women.
Oh, well,
not when you say, oh, I never had to go to the gym ever until I had 5 weeks. And so she basically said she spent 5 weeks in a gym. Whoop-de-doo.
That's the scene. You kept going, and it was funny.
Okay.
All of
well,
that.
I don't think stuff is funny when people talk about it being funny or not funny. You know what
no.
I mean?
But even that was funny. So,
hey, Doug.
Yes.
Be funny.
Yeah. Me, Jen, move him along. Get this train moving again.
Some people say that I'm funny, and I don't mean to be funny. I just, I guess I am. It's good to be
well,
amusing.
People laugh at you a lot, and so
no,
I guess.
Thank you. There you go. That's it. 28 after the hour.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The war in Ukraine has entered day 13. President Zelensky was on ABC News describing Ukrainian courage and resolve.
I'm sure that Ukrainians are prepared to stand against Russia for their entire lives. Even the cities that were occupied by a Russian military, they have seen the response and feedback from ordinary people. These ordinary people didn't have machine guns. This courage is something that is unprecedented, and Russian soldiers don't even have that courage.
Some 60,000 Sydney, Australia residents were under evacuation orders as heavy rains and flash flooding swamped much of Australia's largest city on Tuesday. The severe weather has lashed Australia's east coast since late last month and is blamed for at least 20 deaths. Daylight savings time kicks in this weekend. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The U.S. Department of Defense is reporting a man accused of attempting to join hijackers in carrying out the September 11th attacks has been allowed to go home in Saudi Arabia for mental health treatment after 2 decades detained in Guantanamo Bay. Mohammed Ahmed Al-Qahtani was flown back to Saudi Arabia as the department said he is no longer a threat after 20 years. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is back in the spotlight.
In his first remarks since stepping down, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said his ouster was motivated by politics.
My father, God rest his soul, used to say government is an honorable profession, but that politics can be a dirty business. Now, that is especially true today when this politics out there is so mean and so extreme. When even the Democratic Party chooses to cancel people that they have a disagreement with.
Cuomo spoke at a Brooklyn church on Sunday. The Democrat was forced to resign after an independent probe found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and that he and aides worked to retaliate against an accuser. Cuomo told the congregation that his behavior wasn't appropriate, but he didn't violate the law. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A big hunk of space junk smashed into the dark side of the moon last week, and astronomers are quite excited about the fallout. An old rocket booster, once thought to be a SpaceX Falcon 9, now believed to be a Chinese mission, although China denies this. Scientists are waiting for the images, which will happen when they can get a camera over the area. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get back to the action here. It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. We halt truth decay here on this program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The fact. Actually, you got to do a couple of Ukrainian things, but I want to go to space also in this half hour. Pope Francis has prayed for the Ukrainians. This was Ash Wednesday was this week, so it was a good time we get started into Lent, season of Lent. And so he had a special mass declaring it was a day of prayer for people in Ukraine. So this is kind of like Switzerland, because usually the Pope doesn't say anything, right? The Pope's neutral on things like this?
Apparently, especially with world events, they don't comment for, especially for groups of people that are being marginalized or attacked or occupied. Mm-hmm. A lot of times there'll be prayers. I mean, he's not coming out and picking sides. He's praying.
No, right, exactly. And the Israelis have asked for the United States not to sanction Roman Abramovich, is that how you pronounce his name?
Abramovich. Yeah, because he's selling Chelsea, the football club.
Yeah.
He's divesting.
Well,
he's getting
out.
Let's
give him a path.
I know. So that's what, that's what he's claiming.
Well, he's the biggest funder of the Holocaust Museum there. That's why they don't want him to be choked out, if you will. Okay,
one
space
of the
junk.
Sad things is that, just before we move on, is that a lot of their Holocaust and the history has been destroyed by airstrikes. And that's one of the stories from Eastern Europe does a really good job of paying tribute and keeping up memorials, obviously, to the Holocaust. And so the victims
of
the Holocaust.
Now that I think about it, this is thank you for bringing that up, Jennifer. When I was in Kiev, there was a group of four or five people, and there is a massive monument on the river that runs, I forget the name of the river, but there's a massive monument because during World War II, the Nazis rounded up 10,000, I'm trying to remember the number, it was like 10,800 Jews in Kiev. They lined them up along the riverbank, and then you can imagine what they did. Bulldozer cut a groove next to the river. They lined everybody up on the mound, shot every one of them, put them into the hole, and had the bulldozer came right around and buried them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is.
I don't know if that's the site that was destroyed, but there was a big memorial outside in Kiev, actually not outside, but in the city that was destroyed. And the thing is, and Putin did another speech where he's just continuing to tell the Russian people that he's blowing up Nazis and he's literally destroying.
He's saying it's a denazification.
Yeah, I mean he's destroying Holocaust sites and it's, I don't know. And now the Russian public radio has been shut down. Naturally, independent radio they took the signal off.
So is Zelensky still able to use his Twitter account?
Yeah. Oh, he's on Facebook.
Rallying.
Yeah, he just did. He just did a Facebook video. Yeah. He actually just announced that 16,000 volunteers from around the world have arrived to fight to join the army in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's quite a
Yeah, that's so a big
brave.
Number. Yeah.
Okay. Space junk. There is there are lots of. If you've ever seen National Geographic, say it again, Doug. National Geographic has some great pictures of what the Earth looks like with the space junk that's around it. There are like 3,400 pieces of old, I'm talking about large pieces. There are millions of fragments of things that have been destroyed or have fallen apart out in space. You know, when you send up, if you go back to the 50s, when the Russians and the Americans started sending satellites and that sort of thing and rockets up into space, not all of that stuff came back again. Some of it stayed in orbit or has over the past, 60, 70 years. Imagine that. We've been on the space thing for 70 years almost. So there are tons and tons and tons of space junk out there. Anyway, some of the space junk apparently has fallen free of the gravitational pull and is headed toward the moon. There's 3 tons of space junk that's on its way to the moon at 5,800 miles an hour. It'll hit the moon doing 5,800 miles an hour, and apparently that's this week. It's going to take weeks to confirm the impact, obviously. Maybe it's on the backside of the moon. But anyway, this stuff has been tumbling through space. It's mostly, what a surprise, Chinese junk.
There are NASA engineers who have said they've been able to isolate some of the images, and they know it's Chinese rocket stuff. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so.
But I didn't realize that stuff just crashes into the moon, and that happens a lot. And the moon doesn't have an atmosphere, so it just, whatever
crashes.
Crater is made just stays there forever. Yeah. It doesn't get worn away with any erosion.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now the next step for us when it comes to dealing with things in space that are floating around in space is a system that's been developed that nobody has heard about before called the Planetary Defense System. I've never heard of it before. Have you ever heard of the Planetary Defense System?
No. But I would have assumed we had something like that already.
Well, this is the story behind the story. At the University of California in Santa Barbara, there is a professor named Philip Lubin who heads the Planetary Defense Department. He has developed a what he calls the Terminal Defense for Humanity. This is about pulverizing whatever comes from space that may hit the Earth. So it's pulverizing. It's the pulverization terminal defense system. And what he's done is create some sort of device, or at least he's working on engineering a device that pulverizes any incoming impactor into tiny pieces, so we will be protected from an asteroid that may come even on short notice. So there's some interesting pictures in National Geographic, excuse me, and also on the website for University of California at Santa Barbara, Jennifer, this planetary defense conference where he unleashed his ideas. Apparently a lot of international, there's been a lot of concern, but nobody really, it's not out there. We every once in a while we hear the news media gets on to this, oh, look out, there's a piece of space junk, or there's an asteroid that's going to be 40 million miles away from the Earth, but maybe it'll hit us.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall was the pilot of the other plane. The other thing that blew up the asteroid. So here we go. This phase one that now is being developed by NASA, they have a program called Innovative Advanced Concepts. And so they're supporting these ideas that came from this guy at University of Santa Barbara. So they have now this Planetary Defense Coordination Office in NASA, which came about as because of the work of this professor. So, you know, you think about the history of the Earth is 4.5 billion years. 66 or 5 billion years ago, everything that was alive on the Earth was destroyed by an asteroid hitting the planet. And it took, obviously, millions of years for things to come back again. And there's no reason. We're a speck in the history of the universe. And human, if we keep going the way we are, we'll be lucky to have humans on the planet in 1,000 years. But it could be that we are all annihilated by an asteroid strike. The threat's genuine. You've seen it happen any number of times Russia was hit by a meteor, 30, 40 years ago? There's a big hole in one of the, I think it's up in Siberia someplace. But we all know that these things have happened, and those were not very big. We've been spared, in the history of humanity anyway, this kind of a catastrophe. But it looks like, according to Professor Lubin, there could be more stuff that's out there. You know, with the satellites, no, it's not satellite, well, a Hubble telescope, the Webb telescope, they can see way, way, way out. And the amazing thing is that they can look at this stuff, these things, and they can track them and see if the asteroid is on a path to hit the Earth. So, if that's the case, then you build this system and you send the missiles out to destroy it before it gets here. There's National Geographic and this guy's website, some interesting pictures of the Earth and what would happen in what they call a fragment cloud dispersal. Am I getting too deep into the weeds? Maybe I am because of stuff.
Yeah. I just heard something about Fraggle Rock.
I find this stuff fascinating, but I must be the only one. I can tell Victoria was nodding off. Maybe this is. But I just think
Jen's making coffee.
No, it's interesting. I get it. Hey, and we should be concerned. I mean, you're right.
It's something else to be concerned
about. It's not
about.
A problem until it's a problem.
It's a problem. Thank you.
Be ready.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, much to the chagrin of, I guess I've told enough of the story. So you can relax, or not relax. It hasn't been, it's 15 years away from being developed. What they do is they put explosives into rods that splinter out from the from the rocket ship, so that they can make sure they cover all of the whatever is coming into the Earth's atmosphere. And then that, because it makes them small, like some of the debris would be the size of a pea, and it'd get burned up in the atmosphere before it hits the Earth. All right, everybody feeling better now?
much. This is something else we have to worry about.
Yeah, as long as we can hold out for 15 more years, we
right.
should be fine.
Yeah, we right. should be fine. Right. All right. Speaking of holding out, there's a new bill in New Jersey for self-serve gas stations, and people say, huh?
I know.
This caused me to think about my, I've probably been up and down the New Jersey Turnpike in the Garden State maybe 100 times in my life, and I remember stopping for gas, but I don't remember them not being self-serve. But apparently New Jersey doesn't allow.
No, it's a law. There is no self-serve anywhere in Jersey. It's illegal.
Really? Why?
I mean, people, I don't know. It's been that way my whole life. I mean, I think, I don't know. This is how bad. So, like, I told you guys behind the scenes, I didn't pump my own gas till I was, like, at least 25.
Snob.
That was the first time. Well, no, I just, you know, I was either driving with a boyfriend or whatever. If we were out of state, I just didn't have to do it. And so I really, like, in theory knew what it looked like. So a girlfriend of mine, we were in the car, and so we didn't realize we had crossed into New York, and I pulled into a garage, into one of the, you know, off the sort of the sawmill, you know, those two-lane kind of highways that New York has. And so I pulled off into a gas station thing, and we were talking, and I was waiting for the guy to come and, you know, fill up the tank, and I just sat there for a really long time, and no one came. And then we realized once people were honking at us that we had to pump our own gas, and it was like a Lucy and Ethel moment. I mean, it was really, finally, some trucker guy who was so sweet, he was just like, you guys really are struggling. And he's like, you're holding up the line now. So he came and then finished.
Move it along. Speaking of moving things along, don't forget our DJV download every single day. The current one that's there has a question about Russian players and whether they ought to be kicked out of the NHL. All of this stuff about the war in Ukraine. Updates every day. Help yourself at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health, 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken, noted cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. He's available. He has a wonderful attitude toward it. The reason I like going to him is because he's got such a great bedside manner, even though you're not in bed when you're at least in the clinic. Maybe you got to go to the hospital if you've abused your body, but he's a good man to have on your side, no question about it. So if you'd like to get some info, not only about your heart and circulatory system, but, you know, your body in general. He has all the tools in the clinic to check you from head to toe. Dr. Ken is available through his office at 352-735-1400 for direct connection to telemedicine or whatever. 352-735-1400. A few weeks ago, I saw that scientists at Walter Reed in Washington are going to create or have created some kind of a super vaccine that is effective against all of the variants, the SARS variant, the COVID variants, Omicron, you name it. It's been in the works for apparently a couple of years. They received their first DNA sequencing of the COVID virus as it all began, it seems. So I guess my question would be, the implied question here is this a game changer? But the second part of the question is, why wouldn't this have been shared earlier? Why wouldn't we, if we're paying for it, the public is, why wouldn't we work together with Pfizer and with Moderna and whoever else to put these things together quicker? Does that make sense, that question? I wonder about that.
Well, I think what you read was a report that the Army started a human trial of this vaccine that's effective against all the variants.
Yeah, phase one human trials. That's right.
Right. Yes. So it's just a matter of producing it. And this is just the evolution of a new vaccine. And they were able to make it. And then they do a very small phase one study, and they ramp it up to, if it's safe and effective in a very small group, they just ramp it up to phase two, phase three, which is just bigger people, bigger numbers of people. And that's where they are. So you read the announcement that they started testing this new vaccine, and hopefully, you know, in a number of months, we have a good outcome as it works its way up in the phases. But it's still early. It's very hopeful. And it seems to be affecting quite a number of viruses.
But without – I'm not trying to sound political, but why wouldn't the government program work with the private program to make this come – you know, it's all mRNA stuff, so mRNA. Stuff. So why wouldn't they go to Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson? I
think there are numerous efforts in this regard to try to come up with why they're doing it on their own. Why Walter Reed apparently has their own effort, and why they have their own effort, boy, that's above my pay grade.
All right. Next up, we'll go back to smoking here with a question about people who quit smoking. This comes right after we were talking about the benefits or the negative side of smoking with young women. People who quit smoking after they've been diagnosed with lung cancer live longer. So I guess the subtext here is it true that the lungs can rebuild themselves? Because I remember the doctor telling us, my sisters and I, when my mother had emphysema, that the smoking, the tar in the tobacco, it plugged up those little cilli or whatever they are in the lung, and you couldn't clean those up. So this seems to say something different.
Well, simply stated, it's never too late to stop. And if you stop at any point, you're helping yourself. I mean, you may be at the point of no return, and then the downhill flight is a little smoother if you're not smoking, but it's... The bottom line is it's never too late to stop it. You're always going to help yourself somewhat.
Mm-hmm. And here's a question about, here's somebody who loves black coffee and dark chocolate, and they heard that the love of these items could be genetic. I wonder why that would be. I don't like coffee, and I don't like dark chocolate. Maybe that's genetic, too. What do you think?
I think it definitely has some genetic component. And it also has to deal with somewhat what your family exposed you to early on. And I think it's a combination.
Combination of both. All right. Combo of lots of information and advice. That's what happens here weekly on the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronos here at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.